Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the feast of Saint Stephen, the first martyr, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled Living at the Root, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear testimony before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you up, do not be anxious about how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Living at the root. Unless our reading of Scripture during the Christmas season includes Luke, we will not find the familiar story of the birth of Jesus. Mark begins with John the Baptist, then focuses on Jesus' baptism. John tells us that the Word was made flesh, but does not include narrative details. And Matthew? Matthew concentrates on the wise men who followed the star, found the child, and unfortunately revealed to Herod the birth of the one who would be called King of the Jews, the rival whom Herod would eventually try to kill. What is Christmas to us? Our culture's religious sense echoes Luke's story of the very poor birthplace, the worshiping shepherds, the glorious music, and the respectful animals surrounding Mary, Joseph, and the baby. Those who prefer Santa Claus or the plots of Hallmark holiday movies are inundated with a Christmas spirit of jingle bells, greeting cards, and the solution to all problems. But these cultural examples from the days surrounding our Christmases say nothing about the stark reality that Matthew brings us in today's reading. Jesus is obviously speaking to his disciples. Yet, considering the desperate conditions of our world, his warnings expand to include many of today's tragedies in the Middle East. Quote, brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Close quote. Richard Rohr often presents the incarnation in terms of our own lives. Quote, any journey of great love or great suffering makes us go deeper into our faith and eventually into what can only be called universal truth. Love and suffering are finally the same because those who love deeply are committing themselves to eventual suffering, as we see in Jesus. And those who suffer often become the greatest lovers. Close quote. Philosopher Beatrice Bruteau offers us a somewhat different approach to confronting the sadness of our world. Quote, the more troubled and difficult the world becomes, the more important it becomes to be optimistic. And the more deeply we need to root our optimism in the ultimate reality of God. Close quote. Optimism to some is considered a rather frivolous version of hope, but that's not where Bruteau is going. In her view, the ultimate reality of God is sought through contemplation. Quote, we need to find our way back to the very basic realities, truths, values, she continues. Contemplation is the road by which we may do this. We need to find the roots of our being. We need to be radical. We need to believe that persons can have voice in the conditions of their own lives. Seeing such a vision and believing that it can be attained and committing ourselves to working toward it is what I mean by optimism. Optimism that is rooted in deep reality and working out in love. Close quote. Our Christmas season comes to an end, but the love and suffering of the incarnation is with us until the end of time. And through contemplation, we can try to live at the root level of what the incarnation teaches us, who we are, why we are. And we can commit to it every day. What else does Jesus mean when he tells us in today's final preaching, the one who endures to the end will be saved?